things and edited a lot. Did a lot of, like, I forgot what they're called now, but I had to write a lot of, like, little blurbs. Mm-hmm. So.
What was the name of the paper?
Oh, wow. This is embarrassing. I think it was the Alpharetta Neighbor.
Okay.
It was Appen Newspapers.
Right. There are a few of those.
Yeah.
The Johns Creek Herald and the Alpharetta Neighbor.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not to worry.
All right.
You got it right. You pass. They pass, I mean. What about a like funny or interesting story from high school? It doesn't have to be about high school, but just during those 4 years of your life, some like cool event, cool story that really sticks out.
Wow. I don't really know. It's kind of putting me on the spot right now.
It is.
I know I'll think of it when.
Yeah, just
know.
If you think of something, a good story, let me know. You know, something like good. Prom or something, I don't know. Just something that really you would like when you're a grandmother, you're going to sit down with your grandkids and say something that really sticks out in your head.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll try to think of something.
Yeah. We don't have too much time left. I know you got to get going soon. But, would you say that there is any sort of divide between traditional Roswell people and new people, like people that are moving in now?
I don't see it, so no. Probably they're probably more liberal-minded and people who have lived in Roswell their whole life are probably a lot more conservative. But, I mean, I really don't see a whole lot of that.
Okay. People, how many, let me rephrase the question. How much of the people that you knew were actually born and raised in Roswell? Like, the people you went to school with, how many people did you know had always been from Roswell?
A lot of people. Yeah, like 80% of my friends.
Okay.
80 or 90% of my friends and people that I knew. But I am only one person and knew very limited people, so.
The people that weren't from Roswell, where would you say they were from?
Places near Roswell. Or, from Atlanta, yeah, or like in North Carolina, South Carolina, or somewhere really close, but yeah, pretty much always in the Southeast.
Okay. So you didn't know a lot of people who had maybe moved from the West Coast or the Northeast or anything like that?
Maybe like one or two people, not a whole lot. Mm-mm.
Okay. How do you get to Atlanta from Roswell?
I get on. Well, ask me. You get on the highway, you get on 400, and keep going till I think, God, I'm the worst person to ask. I think it turns into 85 at some point, and then that's how you get to Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. If somebody asked you if you were a Southerner, would you say, what would you say? How would you respond to that question?
I love the South, and I have, I wouldn't say pride, because that brings up a Confederate flag in my mind, and that's not really what I'm about, but I love my home, and I love where I've grown up, so I don't mind being tied to Georgia, but I think it has, like, a very, like, negative connotation in most